Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Francis Schaeffer said, "Biblical orthodoxy without compassion is the ugliest thing in the world." Compassion. What does compassion mean to you? Some of us have needed a lot of it. And typically, those who have received much are more inclined to show it to others. Like how Jesus said, "He who has been forgiven much loves much." Our guests today know a thing or two about compassion. They show it. More importantly, however, they show it consistently. As usual, we pause even for a moment at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to know that no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, no matter how heavy the burden may feel that you're bearing right now, no matter how overwhelmed things might be or how shocking the latest news has come to you, the Lord can bring you stability and hope and give you strength and bring about a resolve within you and a solution to the problem that you might be facing even at this time. And that's why you're listening to this show. It's not by chance, but it's by divine appointment. Colin Kumabe, a few years ago, left his life at Zippy's as a unit manager of 23 years to move into a number of entrepreneurial endeavors focused on his passions. As owner of EmpowerNet, a financial investment consultancy, he developed and conducted training programs for options traders. A greater passion for him, however, has been in serving the homeless in Hawaii. Whether through River of Life or Touch a Heart, for many years now, he has provided home-cooked meals and spent quality time with the homeless at Blaisdell Park on a weekly basis, and has used his culinary skills to bless others who have been in need. Robin Kumabe, is the president and co-owner of Bedrock, a company that she and her brother David have owned since 2002. She recently created an arm of their business called Because, to move into an area of branding that she has termed, quote, "branding from the heart," unquote. Robin became an instant mom of three children, Reiko, Chris, and Dan, when she married her husband, Colin, 20 years ago. She adopted them as her own. She enjoys her time serving in the for-cause arena, especially in social justice and sustainability. Colin and Robin, welcome to our show.
Welcome, Dan.
Thank you.
Our guests are always interested in background. We can all relate with people where they come from, somehow their upbringing. Colin, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe. Spent most of my time being raised there, although I was born in Maui. We shortly after moved to Honolulu in Kaneohe, and I started Kaneohe Elementary, and I went through graduation all the way to my 20s.
So you grew up on the windward side.
That's it.
Of Oahu. How about you, Robin?
I grew up in Los Angeles, California, and moved here when I was in my 20s, and have lived here for, since 1983.
What brought you here?
Actually, I got married. That was what brought me here. I got married in 1983, and my marriage actually only lasted about 3.5 years,
mm-hmm.
And then I got divorced, and my father told me that it might be good for me to stay here and mend my bridges and see what really, I guess he didn't know it then, but what really the Lord had in store for me while living here. And I haven't moved back since.
Now, what part of Los Angeles did you grow up in?
Not too far away from Hollywood, area called Silver Lake near Griffith Park. Yeah, it was... I spent my whole life there, pretty much, until I was 23.
Mm-hmm. Colin, growing up on the windward side, you know, who would you say influenced you in those early developmental years of your life?
I would have to say my dad, out of everyone. And unfortunately, I wished I had listened more, because... I think as a young person, you think you know a lot, but then you come to find out that you really don't know very much. But yeah, he was very influential, and his base spirit of how he lived, I think, is what I carry on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about you, Ramin? Growing up in Los Angeles...
Same here. Yeah, my father was a very strong, influential person in my life. Very much in, I guess you would call him maybe a futurist in a lot of ways. But he was an eternal optimist as well. So he really brought inside of me that I could really become anything that I wanted to. You know, it's just that I needed to have the resolve and the ability to believe in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he very much influenced my life and kind of the career path that I took as well.
Now, in the introduction, I mentioned about your company. You guys started, you and your brother started in 2002. How many brothers, sisters?
Just one brother. Yes, he's 5 years younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And we both, my father was very much in the design field. He was... He owned a design company that did a lot of space planning and interior design and architecture for shopping centers and retail establishments. And so my brother went into graphics and I went into interior design, and then we came together along with my father prior to him passing away in Bedrock. And we kind of are continuing to carry on his legacy, but in the field of branding instead.
So your dad was involved in the beginnings of the company?
Yes, he was involved when we took over the company. It used to be a different type of a company, and then when we came in and we bought it, it became a branding firm.
Nothing like receiving the benefit of years of experience.
That's true.
Dad.
Yes. I mean, we wish he were. I know he's watching from heaven, but we wish he were here with us to get counsel from many times.
Colin, Robin, how did you guys become Christians? I know it's individual stories, and then the Lord has brought you together. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an underwriting theme that comes about when we share our lives, as you're sharing your life.
Yes.
And even as our listeners are processing with you and engaging with you in your journey, your experience of how the hand of God moves and weaves and surprises us at times.
Yes.
But how did you become a follower of Christ, Colin?
when I was at Zippy's and I was going through my divorce, I ended up with 2 out of 3 of my children. My son was 1.5 years, and my daughter was 3 years old. And the oldest one, 5, went with my wife. And we, at that time, the managers at Zippy's, we worked 6 days a week and 10 hours a day at least. And it was really difficult being a single parent, a new single parent going through a divorce and taking care of the children, young children. It was very hard. I remember I used to come home and just cry. I could relate to what single parent mom was going through.
Mm.
And, you know, a friend of ours who was also working for Zippy, she had invited me over to the midweek at Calvary Chapel. Pastor Bill had just opened up at the Empress Theater downtown. Mm-hmm. It was a new church at that time. And so we went, and I was not into the Christian thing. I really was not. But life, the Lord talked to me, and even though it was a black hole, there was something that happened that day. There was something that happened. It was like a voice in my head. It was not myself, but something happened, and the Lord spoke to me, and I gave my life over just right after.
I'm looking at Leslie, and she's just nodding with her. With
understanding, empathy,
deep earnestness.
Yes, you know, what you've described, Colin, is what so many single parents. I was a single mom. I still am a single mom, although my son has grown. But I it just took me back as I listened to you, crying, being overwhelmed with such responsibility of these young lives,
mm-hmm.
and feeling so inadequate. And when you think not having God,
right.
But it is a black hole, like you said.
It
yeah.
is, but I think that's what the Lord needed for me,
mm-hmm.
because I needed to drop all my self-control. I realized I had really no control,
mm-hmm.
and at that point, I think the Lord could speak to me, mm-hmm. and that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes we wonder, gosh, mm-hmm. if things really get out of control, what's going to happen then?
Exactly.
And mm-hmm. surprise of all surprises. God is there.
Yes.
And perhaps today, as you're listening, your heart is beginning to engage. It's kind of a mysterious connection point that takes place right where you are. And you're thinking, gosh, you mean I'm not the only one that is going through this period of loneliness or a season of pain and discomfort in my life right now?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, no, you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, the Lord sends Colin and Robin Kumabe in studio today to share out of their heart and out of their life, out of even their brokenness and pain.
Mm-hmm.
And through that, the Lord speaks to you in his gentle way,
mm-hmm.
that there is hope and that he can bring strength and comfort if you would open your heart to him. Open your heart to Christ. When we come back from our break, of course, you've only heard Colin's side. We're going to hear more from Robin. You know, you never know when you look at people. Always be careful. Now, I need to remind myself about that, too. Because you can look at somebody, and we all have that that way about us. We sort of make certain assessments of people. And it's only the surface.
Right.
Beneath that, there's so much more depth.
We wear masks, too. A lot of us wear masks as we walk around, shielding ourselves, and that's what a lot of us see.
And yet, the Lord sees
the heart,
and he loves the heart, and he loves you. Whatever you've done, wherever you've been, however far you've gone, however you feel like there's no coming back, there is a way back. There's hope for you at this very moment. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
If you're tuning in right now and you're wondering, how can I get more? Is it possible for me to hear the earlier part of this show? Absolutely, yes. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. All our programs are now downloadable for you to use and also to pass on to a friend or family member who you might be thinking, gosh, this show would really minister to a friend of mine or to one of my relatives. So go ahead and do that. I think it's a great way to reach out to others. A program like the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for our sponsors like Dr. Calvin Oishi and Dr. Kerry Ishihara, a big mahalo to them, and also our listener supporters, as this is a listener-supported program, a big mahalo to you as well. Colin, continue on. You said you were at Calvary Chapel and you felt empty, in tears, broken, and Christ ministered to you. What happened?
A friend of, like I said, a friend of mine invited me over to the midweek study, and I really didn't want to hear it. I think I had prejudged Christians, and I just thought they were, these bunch of holy rollers and all of this. So she was a really good friend, but really the Lord spoke to me, and there was this voice in my head that said, actually, I remember the word so clearly. It said, what if you're wrong? Mm. And it changed my whole life. I gave my life to the Lord. And though things were really hard and dark at that time, because I was raising two children at the time, initially at the time of our separation, a year and a half. My son was a year and a half. My daughter was three. It was a time where I thought I was in control. I'd lost control, and I needed to find help. And when I gave my life over to the Lord, there was hope. There was a light, just a light at the end of a dark tunnel, a very small light. Mm-hmm. And then after that, being part of a church community, the other people just surround you, and you feel God. through those people, just having that heart to help, watch the kids, spend time with us. It was a wonderful, hopeful time that emerged.
So the warm embrace that you felt was more than just verbal embrace, right? It was a family. You felt the family of God. You felt the loving arms of the Lord came to you and around you and your keiki through the body of Christ, the life of the church there at Calvary Chapel. Robin, tell us about your journey.
Well, maybe to start off, as I grew up, I was definitely growing up trying to have my identity in other people. And so in the beginning, it was really trying to please my parents and do everything that I could do so that I would be pleasing to them. And then when I got married, it was everything that I was trying to do was to just please him, to please my husband. And so when I got a divorce, it was like everything fell apart. Mm-hmm. It was kind of like, you know, whoever I thought I was, I completely lost my identity, not only as a wife, but I lost who I was mm-hmm. in that process. And so when I accepted the Lord, and it was also, by the way, at Calvary Chapel, it was like all of a sudden I could find my identity in Jesus Christ. And that was a completely different paradigm, because it wasn't like he expected really anything out of me. I could just be who I was at that time. Mm. And I think out of anything, that he accepted me the way I am, that more than anything was the reason why it was so easy to embrace him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Robin, I hear you, what you're saying. So many women struggle with that, in putting our identity in our roles. You know, with our children, as mothers, as wives,
exactly.
We get wrapped up with that. And when something falters, then our whole sense of worth and value can falter as well. And
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Very, very difficult. And you think about bedrock, when I think of bedrock and mm-hmm. the foundation, is how important it is to have God as our bedrock and our foundation
exactly.
to set our identity that never changes. And the fact mm-hmm. that I love what you said. He just accepts you just the way we are.
Yeah.
We don't have to get polished up and mm-hmm. and perfect and good enough before coming to him. He'll welcome us just the way we are.
I wonder if somebody is listening right now and they're mm-hmm. thinking, okay, I will open my heart to Christ. There's just a few yes. things I've got to get together. I got to
yeah.
get my life together. Then I'll come to the Lord.
Right.
And I think we can all attest to the fact that, well, that's an endless race.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we will keep trying and trying and trying,
mm-hmm.
and something else will pop up or fall off or
mm-hmm.
or roll off or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole thing is, that's part of the marvel of the good news of Jesus Christ, is
yes.
that he takes us, like Robin, like how you were saying,
mm-hmm.
just as you are,
yes.
With a lost identity,
mm-hmm.
with a broken heart,
mm-hmm.
shattered into a thousand gazillion pieces,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord can take that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody might have a broken heart right now
mm-hmm.
and is on the verge of being hysterical
mm-hmm.
and maybe even wondering if they're going to be sane today as they listen.
Mm-hmm.
And then, hey, we go through times like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's
and even guilt. You know, some of you might be struggling with guilt. I'm not good enough. I made too many bad mistakes. God cannot. How can God love me? How can God receive me until I make it up and
mm-hmm.
fix it up? And it's not a coincidence that you're listening today. As Danny said earlier, God will bring these divine appointments. And so
mm-hmm.
if you're listening today, this is a divine appointment for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's hope.
Now I'm looking at this couple. Two decades later, whole, healed. Now, how did you come together?
Who do you want to share the story?
You share the story.
Well, okay, so the Colin came because he was in the single parents Bible study, and I got to Calvary Chapel through a friend who invited me to the singles Bible study, and they met actually on the same evening. And at that point in time, Colin had already been leading the single parents Bible study. So what we would do is we'd meet ahead of time for worship and prayer, and then we'd separate. So that was the first time, or the first encounter with Colin. The second time that we really met was really because I was teaching Sunday school, and our eldest daughter, Reiko, was in my class, first and second grade. And I think everybody in the church kind of knew about Colin's situation, and Reiko and I had kind of connected in school, in the Sunday school class, and so I offered to take her out on weekends, you know, to just come along with me, and we'd go do things together. And that was kind of the start of it, and then eventually, you know, I would do things with his family. I mean, at that time it was just his family,
mm-hmm.
and some other people from the body. And we just get together and go bowling or all kinds of things. But the kids were always a part of it.
You know how the Lord has brought you together. And through the course of your life, raising the kids together, you've also been engaged in service throughout your years, you know, as followers of Christ, you know, feeding the homeless. One of the things when I heard about that, Colin, it just struck me because a lot of people go and they do it one time. They do it maybe Thanksgiving or Christmas time or mm-hmm. Easter or whatever, kind of a once. But you, you know, longevity, stick-to-itiveness, man. And then I want to find out how you build relationships with them. And maybe you could give us a glimpse of how certain people who might be homeless or in great need, more than this, we talk about surface, more than the surface, what goes on in their heart? What have you learned? Give us an eye-opening view of where compassion, like the compassion you have, where that comes from. Because God is speaking to people. Mm-hmm. God is calling people. God is inspiring people. Some people have ideas. They just need a little nudge to put it into action. When we come back from our break, we'll hear from Colin and Robin. They're compassionate people, but also tremendously gifted in terms of their creativity, their business skill set, their entrepreneurial mindset. To get around people like this who have gone through a journey with the Lord and have seen His grace, but to see how God is using them in society, they're going to share that with us when we come back. Because did you know that even through brokenness, even through pain, God can take all of that, and it, strangely enough, it qualifies you in the hands of God to reach even more and more people. Doesn't make sense, does it? But that's God's way. He takes the foolish and the weak. He makes them strong and wise. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kayani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
The other day, I received a message from my our website that someone had gone to our website and open their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody today might be wondering, hey, you know, I've been listening. I can relate with Colin and Robin and their story. And what about me? You know, could I have a relationship with Jesus Christ too? I've heard that Christ accepts me as I am. I'm kind of in a place where I might even be ashamed of what I've done or where I've been. But can Christ take me? Hey, the answer is yes. And like that person did, he went to the website, thegoodlifehawaii.org, and there's a Get to Know Jesus tab, and I have an explanation there. It's brief, but it's pretty complete, where you can go ahead and understand what it means to have a relationship with Christ. And I have a list of partner churches there that you could consider connecting to if you're not connected already in some way. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, you're listening to this special feature with Colin and Robin Kumabe. I'm joined with my co-host, Leslie Silva. And, of course, to find out more, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Colin, want to talk a little bit more about your ministry to the homeless and compassion ministry. Can you tell us a little bit from your background? You come from business and zippies and to come to wanting to serve the homeless. Can you tell us a little bit more about how that came about?
Oh, sure. I was at Calvary Chapel, and they had a once a week down at River of Life. Mm-hmm. And so I never had done it before. And so I went, and it was the group of us, and I really enjoyed. There was something about the people there that we were serving and the people who were also serving them, and I really enjoyed it. And so what happened is I had talked to Jack Stankus, who was the director at that time, and I told him I wanted to go on a volunteer staff, but that I was a single parent. And so he said, oh, no, that's not a problem. Why don't you just bring your kids in? We'll put them in the back. And, you know, you can go ahead and serve. And so I did that for about a couple of years. Mm-hmm. And so I got to know Jack and his wife. And I think from that point, he was testing me and to see how I would do as a staff member. But he also would take me out on walks in Hotel Street late at night. And we would talk about the people, how their stories were. Some of them were just here on vacation. They got all their luggage stolen, and within 2 weeks, they were out on the street. They had no kids to help support them, and next thing you know, they're out on the street. It was just really stories like that. And that's where it started. So that was, what, 25 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And then, so I've always had that attachment. I feel very comfortable around those people. And I like looking for Jesus within themselves, their stories. Everybody mm-hmm. has a story. Every single one of them has a story. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to give you that story if they can trust you.
Mm.
And that's really what it's about. It's about sitting down, taking the time with no pretense and just listening,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they want to tell you the story and they want to share their grief and they want to tell you so many things, but they just need somebody to not judge them because mm-hmm. most of society have judged them and cast them off already.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they're looking for is someone just to sit down and listen and be a friend.
Yes, and you talked about building that trust, and then I heard on break, you know, several times from you, consistency, constancy.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about that. How important is that?
That is one of the most important things. I know there are a lot of groups that go out, especially on the holidays, or mm-hmm. they do it as a outreach ministry, you know, that once a month or mm-hmm. once whatever. Once a quarter. But that's not building a relationship. That's serving them for a day.
Mm-hmm.
And really how it takes to get through and make changes is actually getting to know the people and what their needs are and helping service their needs. Some of them might be as simple as helping them get their state ID because it's been stolen mm-hmm. or giving them some clothes or helping them to go to a job interview,
mm-hmm.
a ride,
mm-hmm.
you know, or just standing there being with them while they're doing the interview because they're so afraid at that point because their mm-hmm. mentality has changed because of the way homelessness is.
Right.
And just being there, and that takes time. Mm-hmm. That really takes time.
And I think the face of homelessness is changing. You know, there's a time you see people, they're kind of, I don't know for a better word, faceless to us as we drive by, but like you said, each one has a story.
Yes.
And so many times, so many of us are so close to that too, you know, that they're so much like us in many, many ways.
Oh,
and
yes.
Their stories are not what we would imagine them to be.
Right.
And I would think even more so today, would you say that has...
I would say... Here's how I approach things, especially when I'm reflecting upon myself as I'm doing this. Many of them take drugs. I would say out of all the people that I do ministry with, about 90-95% mm-hmm. do some kind of drugs on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we talk about addictions and we talk about all those different things. And some of them have caused their homelessness, other things... crime, whatever. But, you know, one of the things that I realize it comes down to, we all have certain addictions, and I am not excluded from that group. So I can mm-hmm. relate, and I share my addictions with them. I make myself vulnerable, mm-hmm. and thus they make themselves vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go in with pretense, we already protecting ourselves. They won't be able to trust mm-hmm. us. And that's really what it is about, Leslie. It's about sharing yourself, being open, and not judging,
mm-hmm.
you know.
And when you say sharing addictions, you're not necessarily talking only about drug addiction. You're talking
not
about many other kinds of addictions that we all have.
I'm sure everybody, if they look close enough, they will mm-hmm. see mm-hmm. their addictions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I'm listening, and I'm thinking, wow, it sounds like, sounds a little bit like what Jesus was talking about in, you know, in the when he was teaching mm-hmm. about reaching out to the hurting. Mm-hmm. Sounds like Jesus would have been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of look at Christ through a window. It's almost like looking at the Lord Jesus through the window pane, window shopping. And you can see him, but we don't really want to touch the life because it's like that, you know. And again, this is not to make anybody feel guilty, a guilt trip, anybody. No, but you are We talk about evangelism. We talk about reaching people. You're doing it. You're getting into the lives of people, into the fabric of their lives, where your hearts are being knit together on a regular basis, so much so they open up. And have you seen their hearts open for the gospel?
I really want to talk about, if I had to get an example, it would have to be Pastor Ricky Horikawa over at Kahiko Nalani Church. He was actually in Blaisdell, and he has some wonderful stories about his time and being lost. Mm. And he is my example of what I pray for all of them, where they can find Christ and their lives become changed. And then he is now serving the Lord in such a mighty way. And he was there. That's why he can relate. He knows how to talk to them. He knows the programs to develop, you know, all of those different things. But, he is my example. And I have other people that are now no longer in the park. But they definitely, I tell them, don't forget us, come by. And they'll bring little snacks and they'll come by and visit every once in a while. There are success stories. It's not hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you say that again? There are what stories? And it's not what?
There are stories and it's not hopeless.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
The word hope and the meaning of hope is in dire need nowadays.
Yes. Yes, and a lot of times, too. In fact, I was just talking to my son about this the other night. I said, you know, when you don't have God and you hope in the world, that can be scary. Because you hope in yourself, your own abilities, in each other. But when you have God, you can have hope. Because your hope is not in you. Your hope is not in man. Your hope is not in money or things of the world, but your hope is in God, and God is.
And I think it needs to be said too that it's not one giant leap necessarily.
No.
I mean, some people have a greater threshold than others. I mean, we say that, you know, not in man but in God. But sometimes when the heart is wounded, I mean, we want to latch on, and we want, and we've all been there too. Mm-hmm. You know, the relation, your heart is hurt. But over time, the Lord can, we can learn to experience that in a more mature way. That yes, that is true, and God can bring us to that place, and we're in the process of being there.
And process is a good word, Danny. It's a journey, really. And I think Colin and Robin, I think one of you said it earlier, is that it doesn't happen instantaneously, and all of a sudden we're changed the minute that we come to Christ. We are changed. We are renewed in that moment. But then it becomes a journey. And when we have the support of others, you know, in that way, it's a different from latching on to someone in a way that you make them an idol versus holding on to them as a brother or sister in Christ who is pointing you to God and getting your power and your hope and your grace from him. And not others. There's a difference in that community.
And in the healing that the Lord has brought to Colin, the Lord has brought it to you, Robin, and together, you're involved in business enterprise, you know, focus and projects and the things that you're doing now. When we come back from our break, I'd like for you to share with us how that has developed and what the Lord has put on your heart now. And then I think you'd be the perfect couple to lead in a time of prayer. We'll do, you know, just a parting word after you share about your business and about your enterprise. But someone today who needs a boost, you can give them a boost. But pray. Let's pray together. And the Lord can minister to you as you listen. He can minister to you through the prayer of Colin and Robin, because they've shared their hearts. They've been open with you, kind of like how Colin said. They've been open, no pretense. The Lord is reaching your heart. Stay with us. We'll be back with much more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly
beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Of course, you can get more from this show and other programs that will be able to relate with you and others. We have a list of topics at thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can just go ahead and click on there. You might even know some of the people that have been on and just hear their amazing stories and testimonies. It's a marvelous thing how God has given us stories to tell, and our lives and our life stories are able to connect with people, enable us to gain wisdom and understanding. You might be thinking, I would love to be a part of the show. I'd love to be involved in enabling this programming to continue and even to expand. We've got some opportunities that the Lord has given to us to expand our radio ministry to reach even more. And you might be wanting to pray with us or even say, you know what, I want to support financially the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. You can do that. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Click on the Partners tab, and that link will take you and explain to you some various options for you to join with us and link arms with us, hold hands with us, to take this program into more homes, more cars, more hospitals, more prisons, more places where people, more offices where people can receive the hope that is found in Jesus Christ. The Good Life Hawaii. Now, let's talk, Robin, about Bedrock Consulting. Tell us about your business.
Well, I think Leslie mentioned before, Bedrock is foundation, and that's exactly one of the beauty of the name Bedrock is that we believe that your brand is your foundation. And a lot of people don't understand really what branding is about, but really it is at the very foundation of who you are, what you, how you serve, who you serve. And so when we talk about it, sometimes people mix it up with a logo or marketing or advertising. And in a lot of ways, it encompasses all of that. But it's so much deeper. It's really about your core character and your personality and then how you communicate that out to the customer, or an organization communicates it to its donors or its stakeholders or the end user. So what happened, though, was a few years ago, I started feeling disturbed about the business itself, because in many ways what we were doing was we were affecting only the outside. It was almost like when we talk about identity or image, for example, mm-hmm. with a company, we were only helping them from the outside, how they looked and appeared to the outside customer. But it didn't matter what they were doing on the inside. And so we modified things. We brought in people that could help us integrate the inside, so that we would be able to affect change on the inside from the CEO position all the way down to those that are really touching the end customer. And by doing so, we developed a type of process that we call brand integrity, where you are actually able to walk the talk and deliver on your promises. And as we started moving that forward, my heart really went out to a number of the For Cause organizations, nonprofit organizations, and those that are really serving the community, because even more so, you know, their story needed to come out, and the inside story and the outside, so that there was a lot of transparency in between. And so that's really Bedrock. It's a company that my brother and I own. He runs the office in Oakland, and we have affiliate offices in Houston, in Jakarta, and in Los Angeles. But for Hawaii, the focus has been a lot more on the nonprofit side and serving them.
And you're spearheading that.
Yes.
If somebody, a business owner, or someone, you know, in need of your service, how could they get in touch with you?
Oh, they can get in touch with me by just giving me a call. On our office phone number is 779-7083, and also through our website, which is
www.bedrockconsultants.com. Bedrockconsultants.com, that's one word, bedrockconsultants.com. Can you give the phone number again?
779-7083.
779-7083. And of course, that's area code 808.
Yes.
BedrockConsultants.com. Somebody right now is in need of prayer. You've given words of encouragement, words of hope. Colin, could you lead in a prayer for somebody right now who's saying, hey, I could sure use prayer. The Lord, I need the Lord to touch me. Colin.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray you come, Lord, and touch this heart, Father. Touch this heart that is feeling alone, depressed, or feeling without substance, Lord. And just raise them up, Lord. Give them a light, give them a hope, Lord, to show yourself to them that there is more, that they are worthy, Lord, that you always come to us, that we don't have to go out and seek you, Lord. We don't have to be perfect. We don't have to be anything. That you will come to us, Lord, and seek us out, and we have just to accept. So, Father, I pray for those people that are feeling down, depressed, are in financial problems, or having any type of situations, whether it be drug or any type of abuse, Lord, I pray for them that you go and you make yourself known, and that they be able to open their eyes and just reach out with their hands, just reach out and open their hearts to let you in, Lord, because you are knocking. So, Father, I just pray at this time for them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking at Robin and Colin Kumabe, and I know that there have been people who have prayed for them as they have prayed for you, and that they have been at times when they have needed the touch from the Lord. And you might be saying, does God really work in the lives of people? Can God really make me better? Can God really make me whole again? Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at them as a witness of what God can do in lives that have hit some bumps along the way.
One thing I was just thinking about is that Colin and I, well, have been married for 20 years now, and for us, this is our second marriage. And so my prayer is that, yeah, anybody who actually has gone through a marriage and has gotten divorced, that there is definitely hope for you. And, you know, through Christ, all things are possible.
Amen.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. In the next few days, you're going to hear stories from the heart. Invite someone to listen in and be inspired. This, in fact, is the perfect time. Right now is the perfect time for you to share Christ's love with someone near you. We don't have to look far. The person is right next to you. Maybe a child, maybe a spouse, maybe a friend, maybe a coworker. It may even be someone that you are at odds with at this time, but find it within your heart. Call upon the Lord and ask Him to show it to you within your heart, a way to reach your person right next to you. This program is made possible because of our financial supporters, including those who are our listener supporters. A big mahalo to you and our corporate sponsors. If you'd like to find out more, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. We have a lot more there for you. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For the grace of God has appeared that offers salvation to all people." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guests, Colin and Robin Kumabe. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host Leslie Silva and our technical producer Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.